Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and we head to Manchester in the United Kingdom once again. Paul Savage joins us. Paul, welcome. Nice to touch base again.
Thanks for having me back on the show, Brad.
Paul, you're a self-confessed swim-runner triathlete. The bike, I'm guessing you would say is your weakest of the three disciplines. It's something you've worked on significantly over the years.
Yes.
I mean, particularly Ironman distance, the bike is vital. What are some of the things you've done to give you the biggest gains on the bike recently?
I think recently the single biggest improvement with regards to my biking has been through getting a new time trial frame and optimizing my bike position. I was on a rather dated time trial bike that I'd had since 2008, and then I upgraded the frame in the winter of 2014 between doing Ironman Austria and Frankfurt. And you know, I think that new frame and the changes, the position that the new frame allowed me, was one of the deciding factors in me qualifying for Kona at Frankfurt. The main differences with the new frame was that I was able to get a more forward saddle position, so I'm a little bit more over the bottom bracket, opening up my hip angle, and then also I was able to get lower at the front end, so I'm more air at the front, and I'm in a better position with regards to my sort of hip angle and glute activation from the saddle position, I do a lot of work on the turbo trainer, and I have a mirror positioned beside me and a mirror in front of me. So, and I'm constantly sort of tweaking my, making little tweaks to my time trial position and working with a power meter and seeing, whether that tweak that will improve aerodynamics with how it looks in the mirror, how that affects the power output. So I think, getting a new frame and playing around with the bike position was the single biggest improvement over the last year.
With regards to consistency and time in the saddle, is that something you've had to really sort of put in the hours and in order to get better over the years?
Yes, but even though I do Ironman, I must admit I'm not a massive fan of going out for long, long, long bike rides, especially in this country where the weather's not always that great. It's all right when you go on a training camp in Spain, somewhere like that, where the sun's shining. It's nice to be out on the bike for 6 hours, but after 3 or 4 hours, I'm thinking, I want to get home now. So I do a lot of work on trying to improve my threshold by hard interval sessions on the turbo trainer.
Right, fantastic. And favorite workouts? I mean, like you say, you do quite a bit on the turbo. Is your favorite workout on the turbo, or is it out on the road?
On the turbo. Yeah. So, favorite bike session would be like 6x5 minutes with really 3 minutes really easy in between. And the 5 minutes are in the VO2 max power zone, so sort of zone 5. And you're basically, trying to improve your 5 minute power with that session. I think, if anyone's doing that sort of session, 6x5 minutes, don't be afraid of failing in the session. Explore your limits, because if you can raise your 5 minute power, then it's going to have a significant effect over the Ironman distance.
Brilliant, Paul. Thank you so much for that. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up next time. Chat about your run.
Okay, thanks, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/bikeseminar now.